say, well, I went to a psychic reader one time, and no, she was for real. You know, she had a picture of Jesus behind her, too. You know, it was really, and a Bible in her room. Yeah, you think she's going to have a picture of Satan?
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, welcome to Straight Talk. This is Mark Jobe. Great to be with you once again on this program. We've had such a phenomenal response from so many of you that are downloading the Straight Talk app. If you haven't had a chance to do so yet, we literally have over 30 series already downloaded onto the app with hundreds of messages that are accessible 24 hours a day right on your smartphone. And so to download the app, you can go to www.pastormarkjobe.com. That's pastormarkjobe.com, and simply download the app from the website. I would love to hear some of your feedback on that, but I have series on this app, everything from recently we downloaded a series called Chain Reaction, Restore, which has to do with relationships, Unstuck, Facing Your Feelings, Meetups with Jesus, His Presence. For those of you that are married or looking at married, Before and After I Do. For those of you struggling at work, God at Work. For those of you going through a time where you're starting again, Second Chances. For those of you that are preparing for marriage or married, His Needs, Her Needs. For those of you running from God, The Chase, God's Heart for Rebels, and on we have these messages. I hope you take advantage of it. It's our way of saying we want you to grow. We love you. Get into the Word of God. Download the Straight Talk app as soon as you can. God bless you. I hope you find this a great resource for your personal life.
Indeed. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Straight Talk. Glad to have you with us. Pastor Mark is in the second half of his message called Testing the Spirits. Our text continues to be in the book of 1 John chapter 4. We're in verses 1 through 7. Here's Pastor Mark with this edition of Straight Talk.
Just because it worked one time for you doesn't mean that you should pursue it again, because even things that work in the spiritual world sometimes work in order to enslave you to it. You say, well, I went to a psychic reader one time, and no, she was for real. You know, she did this card, she did this thing, she did this, you know, she had a picture of Jesus behind her too, you know. It was really, and a Bible in her room. Yeah, you think she's going to have a picture of Satan? Seriously. And some of us are so gullible that we get into it and we somehow think it's of God. And I'm going to tell you, anytime that you expose yourself to false spiritual, supernatural stuff, you are opening up your life and your spirit and your door to a negative influence and opening up the door, a spiritual realm that is extremely dangerous in your life. The Bible says you have to walk in discernment. Know what is of God and what is not of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19 through 22 says, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to that which is good, and avoid every kind of evil. Here's what I want you to understand. That everything that is spiritual in life has an origin. That everything spiritual has an origin. And you need to be asking yourself this question. What is the origin of this spiritual force or power or influence in my life? And sometimes it's hard to discern. I've had people come to me and say, Pastor, you know, I have this reoccurring dream in my life. I'm not sure, is it of God? Is it the enemy? And sometimes God will speak through dreams, and sometimes the enemy will attack through dreams. Everything in life is spiritual. People are spiritual. Your friends are spiritual. Environments are spiritual. And you need to ask yourself, what is the spiritual environment that I'm in? What is the spiritual influence that I come under? The people in your life are spiritual beings. So therefore, those people have spiritual influence in their life. And sometimes someone has a negative spiritual influence in their life and they get around you, and it's through their friendship that you start to be influenced spiritually in a negative way. Just as a believer, we have the Holy Spirit. When you get around someone that's full of the Spirit, has the Holy Spirit, loves Jesus, then they start exercising influence on your life. Being around them, it either convicts you so that you don't want to be around them because they're so full of God, or it starts to influence you so that you want to be more full of God, so that what they do is contagious. The Spirit of God begins to influence your life as well. Let me tell you, the world is that way as well. There may be someone in your life that makes their way into your life that has a spiritual influence on you that can suck you away and try to lead you away from the living God because there's a spiritual influence there. A spiritual influence there. And many of us live our life oblivious to the fact that there are spiritual influences all around us. And John is saying we need to live with discernment. We need to know that places that we walk into have a spiritual environment. That people that we meet have a spiritual influence. That teachings that we listen to have a spiritual origin to them. And some of them come straight from the pit of hell and dress themselves up like Christianity, but they're straight from the pit of hell. They're not Christianity. There's a lot of spiritual influences that dress up to look like God. They dress up to look good. They dress up to look like they come from the kingdom of light, but they really come from the kingdom of darkness. And then John goes on to say, but many false prophets had gone out into the world. This is not future, this is now. What is a false prophet? Don't picture in your mind some guy with long flowing robes and a long beard. No. A false prophet is anyone that speaks on behalf of God, but a false prophet is someone that speaks on behalf of God but is teaching you heresy or is teaching you things that really are not of God or distortions of the Word of God. And John says many false prophets have gone out into the world. That's why 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 and 2 says, but there were also false prophets among the people, as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. He says, in essence, that there'll always be false prophets teaching distortions of the truth that will seek to lead people astray from God and bring destruction both on themselves and on their hearers as well. So what are we saying? We're saying this: be attentive. Not everything that's on the radio, even Christian radio, is of God. Not every Christian television channel that you tune to is necessarily speaking the truth of God. There's a lot of heresy mixed in there. There's a lot of falseness mixed in there. Just because someone has a Bible doesn't mean they're of God. There's a lot of distortion. So we as people of God need to be smart and discerning about what we hear, what we listen to, and ask ourselves, does this match up with the Word? Is this in the Word? Then John goes on to tell us what is one of the big basis of understanding whether it's of God or not of God. So first of all, test all teaching and influence to discern the spiritual origin. If you're hanging around with someone, and the more you hang out with that person, the more it seems like you're becoming confused or disoriented spiritually, or it's having a bad influence on your life. No matter how much spiritual lingo they may have, you better be cautious, because there may be a negative spiritual influence upon your life. So first of all, test all teaching and influence to discern the spiritual origin. Secondly, examine any distortion centered around the person and the work of Christ. Verse 2 says, this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. capital S Spirit. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. Most false religions, most distorted views of the Bible center around some distorted doctrine concerning Jesus. There's a lot of religions, and most major religions out there will tell you, we believe in Jesus. Well, I've had people come up to me. I remember I was driving down the road, and this woman came up to me, and she was selling roses. I rolled down the window, and she says, "Hi, we're a Christian youth group. And we're just trying to raise money for a Christian youth group." I said, "Well, what's the name of your Christian youth group?" And she named something that sounded not very familiar. And I said, "Well, who started that Christian youth group?" And then she basically told me that Dr. Moon did. They call him the Moonies. She presented herself as a Christian youth group. We believe in Jesus. But what she didn't tell me is, yeah, we believe in Jesus, but Jesus is a minor prophet and Dr. Moon is their Messiah. You see, there's a lot of distortion out there. When someone says they believe in Jesus, you have to ask yourself, well, what Jesus do you believe in? Because not everyone that says they believe in Jesus believes in the Jesus of the Bible. They believe in the Jesus after their own making. And listen to me, unless you believe in the authentic Jesus in the Bible, Son of God, who's always existed and will always exist, who is all God and all man, who died on a cross to be the only substitutionary atonement for you and I. The Jesus of the Bible has always existed, will always exist. He was not only the Son of God, but He was God Himself, always God, powerful, almighty God manifest in the flesh. Unless it's that Jesus, then it's not the Jesus of the Bible. Yeah. There are a lot of major religions that have false views on Jesus. Baha'i believes that Jesus was just a man, a prophet, and he was superseded by Muhammad and another prophet. And if you want to see a Baha'i temple here in Chicago, all you have to do is drive up towards Evanston, and there's a big Baha'i temple right there. Buddhism believes that Jesus was just a man. He was a wise, enlightened man who taught similar to Buddha. But if you ask a Buddha, do you believe in Jesus? They'll say, oh yeah, we believe in Jesus. But they don't believe in Jesus as God. If you ask a Christian Science what they believe, they will believe that Jesus was a man. A wise man, especially attuned to the divine, but just a man. If you ask someone involved in Hinduism, their views of Jesus vary, but they believe he's the incarnation of God like Krishna or a wise man. If you ask someone that's involved in Islam, they believe in Jesus, but they believe that Jesus was a man, a true prophet sent by God, but that he was superseded by Muhammad. If you ask a Jehovah Witness whether they believe that Jesus was an archangel, the Son of God, God's creation, but not God himself. You ask a Mormon what they believe in, a Mormon or Church of the Latter-day Saints, they will believe that Jesus was a man, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, but not God himself.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to our Straight Talk radio message called Testing the Spirits, which is from Pastor Mark's series called Contrast, Be the Difference. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We are in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Pastor Mark's message is called Testing the Spirits.
You ask a Unitarian, and they will say Jesus was a man, a great teacher, an incarnation of God's love. All of those religions that I've listed, if you ask them, do you believe in Jesus? They would say yes. But I'm going to tell you, the Jesus that they believe in is not the Jesus of the Bible. So don't be deceived in when someone says they believe in Jesus. You need to dig a little deeper and find out, what Jesus do you really believe in? Because if I believe in a false Jesus, that false Jesus has no power to save me. If I believe in a Jesus that's not fully God and not fully man, that Jesus has no power to change me. If I do not believe in the Jesus of the Bible, then I have no salvation. I have no Holy Spirit. I have a distortion of the truth influenced by a negative spirit that can lead other people astray. So John is saying, be smart, wise, discerning about what you believe. Listen, I don't go around bashing other religions. And that's usually, you'll hear very little, I don't go around bashing other religions and that person's religion and this. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Listen, I don't hold hands with false religions and sway back and forth and sing kumbaya with them. Because it's not true that every faith leads to God. It's not true that every religion is the same. It's not true that as long as we believe, we'll all end up in the same place. No, that's not what the Bible teaches. And you better be clear about that. Don't say, well, I have faith, they have faith. You know, we're just a little bit different. They, you know, they you know, worship this way. We, but, you know, but Islam and Christianity, we're all kind of the same thing, aren't we? You know, just, you know, they believe in Jesus, I believe in Jesus. And so let's stop fighting about things and let's just love each other. Hey, there's certain things worth fighting for. John said they left us and they needed to leave us because they were not of us. Pluralism is the acceptance of all religions. And this idea that we're all going to the same place, so we should all sort of embrace and hug each other because we're all going to the same place. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He's exclusive. Listen, the thing about Christianity, in the days of the Romans, in the days of the apostles, there was paganism. There was all kinds of, there were hundreds of gods. While I was in Israel, I saw temples to many different gods in the ancient Rome. There was hundreds and hundreds of gods. But listen, it was the Christians that were persecuted, not the people that embraced other gods. Why was it the Christians that were persecuted? Because the Christians would not embrace other gods. The Christians were the only ones that would say, we believe there's only one God, not many God. We bow our knee only to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We will not bow our knee to Caesar. He is no God to us. We won't worship with other gods. We won't acknowledge other gods. There is one God, one true God. And the Bible is clear about that. So it was the Christians that were thrown to the lions. The Christians that were persecuted. The Christians that were crucified. The Christians that were burned. Why? Because they refused to embrace the fact that there are many ways to God. And they were exclusive about the way that led to God. The narrow way that was through Jesus Christ alone. Listen to me very well. That's not a popular message in today's politically correct society. It's a message that'll get you taunted. It's a message that'll get you ridiculed. But I'm going to tell you, unless you embrace that message, it's the only message that leads to life. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but through me. If there were any other way, Jesus would have never come to die on that cross. There is no other alternative way through Krishna. There is no other alternative way through Muhammad. There is no other second, third, or fourth way to God. There is one way to God, and it's through His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible is very clear about that. Anything else comes from a deceptive spirit, and that's what John says. Number three. Be confident that the Spirit in you is greater than the Spirit that is in the world. Then John goes on to say in verse 4, you, dear children, I love that again, dear children, you are from God. John is looking at them and writing to them and saying, I know that you come from God. Why? Because the Spirit of God is inside of you. You have the Holy Spirit. And you have overcome them. Overcome whom? Overcome the false spirits. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. And you have overcome falseness and have come to God and embraced the truth. Because the one in you, oh, come on. Now you're going to like this. I love this verse. Because the one in you, who is the one in you? It's the Holy Spirit of God. All of the power of God, all of the resurrection power of God, the knowledge of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, everything that is of God is in the Holy Spirit, because He's not a wind, He's not a force, He's a person, the third person of the triune God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The God the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit, in your body. So because, listen to this, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. That's why you've overcome the world. Listen, when you go out into the world, when you leave this place, if you have acknowledged that Jesus is the Son of God, if you have embraced Him, submitted your life to His Lordship, if you have embraced the message of the gospel and opened up your life to God, then you are indwelt with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that is in you has more power and is greater than the spirit that is in the world. When you walk around with a greater force than the force that is around you. You walk around with the power of God inside of you. You say, well, what is the spirit that is in the world? Well, in John chapter 12, verse 31, it says, now is time for the judgment of the world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. You and I live in a very spiritual place. And sometimes we get intimidated by the power of darkness out there. Has that ever happened to you? Get intimidated by, wow, there's evil there, there's darkness there, there's what if the spirit does this, and suddenly a spirit of fear captures you and you begin to think that the forces out there somehow have greater power over your life than they do. And John is saying, listen, there are spiritual powers out there. But the power that is in you is the power of Almighty God of the universe. And greater is the power that is in you than the power that is out there in the world. It's resurrection power. That's why Jesus had the power. I was at a place near the Sea of Galilee. And the scholar that was with us is showing us this place. I have a picture of the hill. I didn't go all the way down the hill because there was a sign that says, be careful, landmines, danger. So I decided I'm not going to run down that hill. But I was at a place where not too far from there was a cemetery. And there's an account in Scripture where there was a man, two men actually, that lived out in the graves. They were naked and they had lost their mind. The village people had tried to chain them and they would break the chains. They lived like animals. Oftentimes they would try to subdue them, but they were unable to. And oftentimes they would try to capture them, but they were unable. They lived among the dead, wild, naked, and demon-possessed or demonized. And it was not until Jesus came and showed up in town. See, they had tried to subdue these men in the power of the flesh, but you cannot fight spiritual battles with carnal weapons. You fight spiritual battles with spiritual weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the tearing down of strongholds, is what the Apostle Paul said. You cannot fight spiritual battles with the weapons of the flesh. You fight spiritual battles with spiritual weapons. And so Jesus came to town, and this demon-possessed man, one of them was brought before Jesus. He lived that way for years. They tried to subdue him, change him. He was unable. People thought impossible. He had supernatural power. And Jesus looked at this man and he says, what is your name? And the demons inside of this man spoke and said, my name is Legion. Which means a multiplicity of demons inhabited this man. And Jesus, because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world, had power and authority to do what these men with their chains and cords had no power to do. Jesus said, I command you out.
This concludes the second half of Pastor Mark's message called Testing the Spirits, which also finishes up our series called Contrast, Be the Difference. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for a brand new series.
As I mentioned in the middle of our program, we have a great way for you to get this broadcast for free. Just subscribe to our Straight Talk Radio app. It's free, and you can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 400 other messages, great resources, and a link to our New Life Community Church page, as well as Pastor Mark's 2020 vision and our New Life locations. We hope that you check it out. There are 27 life-giving churches around Chicago, and if you would like to know more information about them, just go to www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Be sure you tell them you heard about New Life from the Straight Talk radio program. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. We thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again and tell a friend about our Straight Talk radio program. Have a great evening, and God bless.